Hello, I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and you come to me for hard facts. The world keeps turning, and you're trying to keep up.
The fight against coronavirus has the Oxford.
But there's so much noise drowning out the news. Talking heads, broadcast messages, press releases. They're telling you their side, but you just want the facts. And that's why you come to me. I give you the statistics without spin.
Out of 116 million working age Nigerians, 35.5 million are employed full time. That's 30%.
I give you the context.
I give you the history.
I fight fake news with facts.
Kayode.
Let me talk.
No, Kayode, I will let you talk. Kayode. Kayode, I will let you talk if you let me talk. Kayode.
That's why more and more Lagosians are tuning in.
Half a million Lagosians.
720,000.
970,000.
Over 1 million Lagosians. They know that if you give me your afternoon, I will give you hard facts.
Well done, Sandra, and all you do. Going beyond the headlines and focus on the facts.
I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and these are your hard facts.
Hello, Lagos. Good afternoon. I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and these are your hard facts. I hope that you had a fantastic weekend. I hope that you were able to do something that was fun, something you enjoyed. I hope that it was pretty great for you. But I've got a great show for you today. First hard fact of the day, La Mata says that Lagos should disregard the video clip of those pushing a train in Lagos. La Mata is the Lagos Metropolitan Area Transport Authority, and they have dismissed what La Mata terms as an obviously doctored video clip showing four people purportedly pushing one of the train sets to be deployed for passenger operations for the Lagos Rail Mass Transit. That's the blue line. The La Mata boss says that that train was moving on its own. People cannot move a train. These people purportedly pushing the train behind it were simply doing God knows what. So, you've heard from the Lagos State Government. Disregard that video. 1 million Lagosians listen to this show. If you're here alongside them, you're in great company. Thanks for tuning in. I've got a great show for you. Starting with the big weekend. And Lagos, this weekend had a lot going on. My God. Let's talk about the Lagos Parks and Garages Committee assuring commercial drivers that their concerns will be heard. Then let's talk about the OB camp's reaction to the alleged call recording. Then let's talk about the Rivers Police Command arresting APC's lawyers. And then let's talk about the Kano governor and governor-elect bickering over debt. At 4 o'clock, the I Beg to Differ Tournament of Champions continues its Group A with Deborah Pamzat facing Tamvita Kaushik. I know that you have been waiting for that debate today at 4 o'clock. Don't forget and tell someone to tell someone else. 4 p.m. is going to happen. On the big hard fact, let's talk about the aftermath of the elections in Kano. As usual, we'll have news updates at the top of every hour for you before I hand you over to the newsroom at 6 o'clock for the newsroom. But let's get started with today's weekend, shall we? I'm Sandra Ezekwesili, Lagos. These are your hard facts.
The big weekend.
Lagos Parks and Garages Committee keep commercial drivers safe from agberos, and will they? Does OB have too many spokespeople? Should the police apologize for arresting APC's lawyers in Rivers? How much or how little power should lame ducks have? It was a big weekend, Lagos. Let's talk. MC Olomo has extended an olive branch to commercial drivers. You remember that last week, bus drivers protested against Agbero extorting them on the Lagos-Abeokuta Expressway. So on Thursday, they met with MC Olomo as chairman of the Lagos Parks and Garages Committee. And he promised them that going forward, Agbero's will stop extorting them along the express between Oshodi and Tollgate. He said going forward, the drivers should only pay for the legal ticket, which is 800 naira, twice a day. But of course, Lagos, this raises questions, right? First of all, why has the Parks and Garages Committee not been able to stop the Agbero's from collecting these illegal levies before now? Second of all, will the Parks and Garages Commission be able to stop the Agbero's going forward? Because it's one thing to say Agbero's should not levy drivers, but it's another thing to actually stop Agbero's from levying drivers. So in fact, those of you who have used the Lagos Abeokuta Expressway since Thursday, has the extortion stopped? Are drivers only paying for the official ticket? Call me on 0700-993-993-993. Talk to me about it. 0700-993-993-993. You can call me if you are a woman on 01465-7190. 01465-7190. Those of you who have used that area between Oshodi and Tollgate, has extortion stopped? Are drivers only paying for the official ticket? Do you think that the Parks and Garages Committee will be able to stop the Agbero's going forward? Because MC Olomo has said that Agbero's should stop extorting them. You know, going forward, Agbero's, he said, going forward, Agbero's will stop extorting drivers and conductors along the express between Oshodi and Tollgate. He told them to only pay for the legal ticket, 800 naira, twice a day. Do you believe that the committee will be able to stop Agbero's going forward? Why has the Parks and Garages Committee not been able to stop the Agbero's from collecting these illegal levies before now? We've got WhatsApp as well. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. Hello, thanks for calling us. Sorry about that. Call back if you can. Good afternoon.
Hello, good afternoon.
How you doing?
Hello.
Hello.
Lisa?
Talk to me. I'm hearing you. Talk to me.
Network.
Oh, that's unfortunate. Call me back if you can. 99.3. Hello.
Yeah, President Sandra, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Good to have you on the show. What's your name, sir?
Special advisor.
All right.
As of yesterday, coming from satellite, that windows are still there.
Chris?
They are still called yesterday. Then getting to my two defenses, then heading towards Oshodi, you know, between Alaba Express and Second Rainbow, where they are fixing that flyover. These guys live all over there. Then on Awoyaya, coming from Awoyaya to Aja, then from Aja, take it down to Yanuguru. The guy charged us 600 naira, but some of the passengers said, no, we're going to.
Oh, Chris, unfortunately, your line is breaking up, so we're hearing every other thing you're saying. If you can, please call back. Christy is in Aja. Hi, Christy.
Hello. Hello, Sandra. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thanks for calling.
Yes, Sandra. Please, this Agbero, is not just restricted to Tollgate and Oshodi.
Well,
we have them all along this Aja, Lekki Aja Expressway.
Okay.
So what are they going to do about that? Is it just about the one on Oshodi, Tollgate, or what of the ones happening all around here? Because they're everywhere.
Mm.
Are they going to stop them? Is it just a one-side thing? Because it's happening all over Lagos. What are they going to do about it?
All right. Thanks for
thank
calling.
You. That's my concern.
Thank you so much for calling, Christy. Unfortunately, MC Olomo addressed the people who protested between Tollgate and Oshodi last week. 99.3, hello.
Hello, and this is Sandra. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, sir. What's your name?
My name is Victor.
Victor,
I'm calling from Bariga.
Welcome. Talk to me.
About Agbero issue, you will not stop. He said, M2 Oluwamo said that one. Yeah, Oka never say his own. Second, Oka never say his own. So what your market woman do with them? They extort people. A lawyer. So we no stop. We will not receive ourselves.
It will not stop. Let's not deceive ourselves, he says. Thank you for calling, Victor. We've got Austin on the line. Hi, Austin.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Talk to me.
Tell me why I go see again.
Go see why again.
Well, about the Agbero issue.
Hmm.
Is it only those people that protested that MC Oluoma is tackling their issue? According to the second to the last caller, the Agbero issue, just not only those people that are coming from Lagos Ibadan Expressway alone. Go to my two, Oshodi, Aja, Lekki here, that we call the high-brow area. They are all over the places. If Lagos State government is really working and they want to work, and they want to follow the footsteps which negotiators have been crying for, that they should remove these Agbero on the road. They should remove them from every corner, every street. They are causing a very heavy menace in Lagos State that will call Lagos as a metro city, or what do you call it? Let all the Agbero on the road be removed and let them be rehabilitated by Lagos State government.
All right. Thank you very much for calling, Austin. Now, one of the most talked about stories this weekend was an audio recording published by People's Gazette. They claimed it was a recording of a phone call between LP presidential candidate Peter Obi and Living Faith Church General Overseer David Oyedepo. People's Gazette alleges that on the call, Obi asked Oyedepo to campaign for him with his church members along religious lines. Officially, the Obidati campaign has refuted the audio, calling it a deep fake. Diran Onifade is head of the campaign's media office, and he put out an official statement that said, quote, "It appears the All Progressives Congress desperation to grab and retain power by foul means has refused to go away more than a month after they have grabbed the election as they planned. While we are towing the constitutional path to retrieve our mandate, those who have truncated the wishes of the majority of Nigerians have recourse to mischief and endless subterfuge to continue to hold on to what they know does not belong to them. From the show of shame in Port Harcourt to the drama in the Ibom aircraft, both of which they contrived, they've now moved to the circulation of a deep fake audio file aimed at promoting religious tension in the country," end quote. Ndi Kato, a member of the Obi campaign council, also went on TV to state that the recording is a fake. But other Obi spokespeople came out with contradictory statements. Kenneth Okonkwo, the actor turned Labour Party spokesperson, appeared to suggest that the recording was real. He instead said that there was nothing wrong with what was said on the recording. He said it wasn't a call to add religion to the campaign, but instead that it was a response to the APC's Muslim ticket. Valentine Obianyem is also an Obi media aide, and he also seemed to suggest that the audio was authentic and accused somebody in Obi's camp of leaking it. So clearly there isn't much message discipline from the Obi camp on this issue. The first question, of course, is Lagos, who do you believe? Bear in mind, the official campaign spokesperson has issued a statement, an official press statement, calling the recording a fake. However, how come Okonkwo and Obianyem are saying something different? Pastor Oyedepo has also come out to say he did not campaign for any candidate. This is, of course, in spite of the voice on the recording claiming to be Oyedepo agreeing to campaign. The FIJ published an article where they tried to fact-check the claim that the audio was created using AI. They claimed that they ran the audio through an AI detection software called DeepWare, and DeepWare found it was not fake. However, if you go to the DeepWare website, it tells you that the tool can only test images, not sound. Specifically, the tool can only be used to verify faces if faces are AI generated. So it seems like FIJ used the wrong tool, and the tool was instead analyzing the pictures of Obi and Oyedepo that were part of the People's Gazette clip. Meanwhile, a Twitter handle called Democracy Watchman, has performed an experiment and asked other Nigerians to do the same. They ran the audio through a software tool called Adobe Premiere Pro, and according to their screenshots, the software showed that the recording was made by patching together four different recordings. So allegedly, it was heavily edited. So for those of you who have Premiere Pro, I want you to do the experiment yourself and tell us what you find. However, this was one of the biggest stories from the weekend. Again, who do you believe? What do you think about this recording? What do you think about the disorganized response from the Obi campaign? 01465-7190, that's for women. Men, call us on 0700-993-993-993. We've got WhatsApp as well. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. Still to come, a story out of River State with drama between the APC and the PDP. 99.3, hello.
Hello, Sandra.
How are you doing? What's your name, sir?
Good afternoon. Emeka is my name from Satellite Town.
Talk to me, Emeka.
I believe Obi and his official spokesperson.
Okay.
Reason is, all through his campaign, Obi has always emphasized on one fact. Do not vote for me because of my tribe or my religion. He has always emphasized on character, competence, and capacity. However, the question here is, why are they chasing shadows? The election have come and gone. So what is the issue all around Obi all this while? They asked him to go to court. He has gone to court and he's seeking legal redress. And yet they wouldn't let him be. They keep coming up with different propaganda all over the place. Knowing Peter Obi personally, I know he will never play that demagoguery as portrayed in that video or audio, whatever it is. We have to be very careful where we are pushing this country to, because anything that borders on religious crisis is not easily contained. So I am tempted to believe, knowing fully well who Peter Obi is and what he represents, that video was heavily doctored, and it is high time the ruling party called their spokespersons or the representatives to order. Let peace reign in this country. Thank you.
Thank you very much for calling, Emeka from Satellite Town. We have another Emeka on the line. Hi, how are you?
Hi, Sandra.
How you doing? Goziegi.
Goziegi. I think that's the greeting, the official greeting when they call you.
No, it's not. But
so,
okay.
I want to start from commenting on the Agbero situation in Lagos.
Okay.
Okay, so right as I'm speaking to you now, I'm out too. There's traffic because of those guys collecting money.
Okay.
I'm quite sure if it was possible to do a video call now, you can see them. I'm looking at them now, collecting money from Koropwe to... Somebody just collected 100 naira in front of me now.
Okay.
Koropwe to yellow buses and all of them.
Mm.
Unless if they tell me, like one of your callers said, that it's only from Oshodi to Bega, then I can understand. But if it's Pan Lagos, is not true. That thing is not working. And for the Obi campaign, the Obi recording, why is there noise around it? If the election has come and gone, we've embraced Tinubu as the president-elect. Let's move on, I beg. If the court says otherwise, then we know that. But for the time, for as we speak now, I don't think there's any campaign. Who they do campaign after election like this thing? Election don't go now. Tinubu don't win. Why would they stress Obi? All right, thank you very much, Sandra.
Thank you for calling, Kehinde. Emeka, we have Kehinde joining us from Finland. Kehinde, talk to me.
Hi, Sandra.
How are you doing?
Look, I'm good. Looks
to me.
Like we are in another round of election season. So, about the audio.
Audio, yes. Mm-hmm.
Personally, when I listened to it, I think it was doctored.
Okay.
But the only problem is that the Peter Obi spokesperson did a very bad job in trying to defend such things, because I think they did not consent with Obi before they started issuing the statement, and which is a very, so in my own opinion, they fell for the bait of APC.
Okay.
And what was the bait? Remember, Keyamo went on radio, on TV station, and said, henceforth, it's going to be with propaganda for propaganda.
Right.
And immediately he said that after that day, they started releasing different propagandas.
Right.
So for me, I think if we want a better country, they need to relax and go face the court. That is the real issue that they are trying to avoid.
Okay.
Go to court. you don't need to eat up the politics. And I think it even sends a very dangerous signal. Are we saying that our calls nowadays are no longer private? Because for me, that is the bigger issue.
Okay.
They need to investigate how they were able to tap into the private conversation of a people. Was it legal? Did the DSS get a legal document to investigate the private call of a citizen?
Right.
Because that, for me, is the bigger issue in all of this.
Hmm.
Have a good day. Have a good listen.
All right. Thank you, Kende, for calling. Okay. But, I mean, if you're worrying about legality, does that mean you believe that the audio recording is real? We've got messages on WhatsApp, and then we'll take a break. This one here is from Ose. Ose says, the efforts being made to discredit the authenticity of the audio suggests that Obi's supporters are disappointed at the audio leak. They sincerely hope it was doctored. I hope it is dispelled as fake, as it doesn't portend well for our democracy and our unity. Ose, thank you for your message. This one here is Adams. Adams says, my own on this speech will be fake news is, are we saying that fake news is accepted and spread without repercussion? Agbero is now untouchable. All right, Adams, thank you for your message. We've got this one here from, what's your name? Joshua Naza. Joshua Naza says that he's a Danfo driver. He says MC Olomo is just making mockery of the Danfos and every other public that is involved. The ticket we pay is not just one, but multiple tickets. Meanwhile, the ticket is not the reason for our lamentation, but this bus stop payment is the bigger problem here. How on earth a Danfo driver will be paying up to 12K every day? Is that not wickedness of the highest order? Lagos government should save us from this robbery called taxation. All right. Thank you very much for your message, Joshua. And I'm really sorry that you're dealing with that. We've got so many messages on WhatsApp. Let's see. This one is from Don Kingi. I'm going to take a break. When we come back from the break, as soon as we come back from the break, I'll read your message. Lagos, you're listening to Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info. Right after this. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. You're listening to Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info. Don Kingi says, on the purported recording between LP presidential candidate and Bishop Oyedepo, it is glaring that it is fake. How can Obi be saying good morning on a call made in the evening? The election was scheduled for the next day, and they're saying that he asked the bishop to speak to his people on same day or on Sunday. Obi never voted in Onitsha. Another blunder. And lastly, if you listen to it, you'll notice that the person claiming to be Obi does not sound like an Igbo person. APC said they won the election. Why are they heating up the polity as if campaigns are still on? They said go to court. LP went. Now they are troubled. They will soon come out with another fake scandal against Obi. All will fail because the same technology will be used to expose them. Don, thank you for your message. Let's move to River State now. The weekend gave us drama between the APC in Rivers and the police in the state. And today, some more drama with the PDP as well. So over the weekend, I mean, I'm sure that you know by now that the APC is challenging the governorship election results in River State. Huh? On Friday, police arrested three of the lawyers handling the APC case and five of their assistants. They arrested them at a hotel. The police who raided the hotel said that they were acting on a tip-off that the lawyers were forging INEC documents and trying to hack INEC. But the APC says that this is ridiculous because the lawyers were simply working on their case. The arrest sparked a serious backlash. The Nigeria Bar Association warned the police that they would take legal steps if the lawyers were not released. The NBA said the lawyers were simply doing their job and arresting them was a threat to the rule of law. The lawyers were eventually released on bail, but the APC and the police held on to their documents. Tony Cole is the APC Guba candidate. He claims that the documents included their party agents' polling unit results and other evidence.
It's past 10 o'clock on Saturday, 1st of April, 10 p.m. at night. I have been at State CID all day since they arrested our lawyers this morning at 7 a.m. We've been pursuing this case. They've released the lawyers, but they're holding on to all our documents. They're from EC 8A and B, critical documents that we need for the tribunal. We have refused to leave unless we collect these documents, and we will not leave tonight. I'm going to sleep here. I've told the CP, I've told everybody that I'm not leaving here without those documents. I don't know what they want to do with the documents, but they cannot be compromised. We need it for our petition. We will not be cowed. We will not be defeated. I'm staying here until I get them.
Tony Cole made some other accusations. He claimed that the police who arrested the APC lawyers had invited INEC to inspect the documents. Now, of course, INEC is one of the respondents in the petition. So Cole says that the police are allegedly trying to give INEC an unfair advantage by showing them the APC's case before it is filed. Cole is also alleging that there's a split within the River State Police Command. He says that within the command, there's a so-called Wike group that is loyal to the River State Governor. He's alleging that it is this Wike group that did the raid. We don't have comment from the River State Governor just yet. However, today there was a clash between people who were protesting in River State. I'm talking about the political parties and their supporters, right? So you had a protest between the PDP and the APC, and it got ugly. That's the nicest way to say it. So I'm trying to play you a sound of Mr. Tony Cole himself speaking to the media. After his own team were attacked, he claims, Tony Cole that is, that he was slapped, he was punched, stones were thrown at him, pet bottles were thrown at him as well, and it was quite the ordeal for him. So that's what's happening in River State. That's some of the drama going on in River State in the aftermath of the elections. What are your thoughts, Lagos? 0700-993-993-993. And yes, you can talk to me about our first two stories. You heard that MC Oluomo says that the Agberos who terrorize drivers along the Lagos-Abeokuta Expressway, the Oshodi and Tollgate Express, going forward, those drivers will stop extorting them. Those Agberos will stop extorting the drivers, and the drivers should only pay for the legal ticket, which is 800 naira twice a day. Then we told you that the Obi campaign, the Obi Dati campaign, has officially refuted an audio that was published, a recording that was published by People's Gazette, claiming to be a recording of a phone call between LP presidential candidate Peter Obi and Living Faith Church General Overseer. I told you, however, that other Obi spokespeople came out with contradictory statements. So you have Kenneth Okonkwo and Valentine Obi Anyem, who seemed to imply that the audio recording was authentic. Now, you had a few other citizens who ran the audio through deepfake tech. Some of them have come out to say that it is a fake recording. Those are the stories before the break. And after the break, I took you to River State, where Tony Cole and the APC and the PDP and the police are in quite the love triangle. 99.3. Hello. Hello.
Hello, Sandra. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name?
My name is Bibi from Lekki.
Bibi, talk to me.
Okay, so I want to find out, as regards the MC Oluomo thing. He said they'll pay 800 twice a day, then the Agberos are still extorting in some other areas. My question, are they two different groups? Who collects, who is in charge of the Agberos that collect money? And then where is MC Oluomo coming from? Are they two different? So if he can say that they will not be collecting, Agberos will not collect, does that mean he's in charge of the Agberos? At the same time, he's also collecting the 800 naira twice a day. I'm confused. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. So he is the Lagos State Chairman. He's the chairman of the Lagos State Parks and Garages Association. And he said that in some parts of the state, it's only two tickets that will be collected in those areas. He didn't mention the rest of Lagos. He didn't mention whether he's in charge of the Agberos. I've simply told you what he spoke about. Abiodun Zimbariga. Abiodun, talk to me.
Good afternoon, Sandra.
Good
How
afternoon.
Are you today?
I'm very well. Welcome.
Yes, thank you. I want to comment about the activities of Agbero regarding what transpired a few days ago. That Abeokuta Expressway is usually a place that I pass through every now and then.
Okay.
And I must say, the activities of this guy in that axis has become a major menace.
Okay.
For example, especially that Yanopaja bus stop, you will see a traffic that as long as 2 kilometers. And when you get to that bus stop, you realize that there is nothing except the activities of the Agberos. One interesting thing happened one day, but very sad. I sent my driver to go and buy brand new tires from somewhere. He put it in the boot of Danfo, and they were coming, heading towards Oshodi. But on getting to that Yanopaja bus stop, the Agbero wanted to collect money from the driver and the conductor, which they refused. The guy opened the boot and took my two tires.
Wow.
It was funny.
Wow.
My driver got down. When he kept screaming to the driver that these guys they've taken the tire out of the vehicle. So they just, you know, slowed down, and the guy came down. Went and met with them. They were saying he has to pay them when he wasn't the driver. This matter, we dragged it. He called me. I spoke with them on phone. Those guys are completely responsible. I even threatened to arrest them with police. It wasn't even, you know, it's not something they are afraid of.
It didn't deter
them. I seized this opportunity to call on the state governor. Now you have won the second term, but certainly you cannot run Lagos this way. We can continue with this mess. It's quite unfortunate that we are in a state where law and order has completely left us.
How you doing? Thank you very much for calling. Let's take a few more calls. 99. Oh, that was quite loud. 99.3. Hello.
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 Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Can you hear me?
Sister, how are you going to go?
Talk to me.
Sister, let the committee of the park protect the driver's life. You cannot be working for those people now. Let them give them one ticket. I see, support them. Let them give them one ticket and stop frustrating them. Yes, and let the governor talk about it. Concerning police who arrest a lawyer. Those police, they don't get respect for those lawyers. You had a tip-off, you went to arrest the lawyer, you did not do your investigation, you put them for sale. You're not good. This is what we call witch hunting. It is a witch hunting. Concerning P2OP, whether you get so many spokesmen, I'm one of their spokesmen, and we are going to court. If they told us to go to court, first of March, why are they fixating? Why are they maligning? Why are they afraid? Allow us to go to court now. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you very much for calling. 99.3, hello.
Sandra.
Yes, what's your name, ma'am?
This is Adeshawa from the program.
Talk to me, Adeshawa.
Yes, I want to talk about that doctor, the Oju.
Okay.
If somebody that is jumpy, we think that audio recording was real.
Okay.
You know, I had to listen to it 5 good times.
Okay.
I'm like Bishop Oyedepo. He's always referred to as Papa and not Daddy. That's one. Two, there's no way somebody will be on a call Bishop Oyedepo was saying something. Was he saying, as in saying something, and Peter Obi, the alleged sister Obi, saying, yes, daddy. Yes, I have, yes, daddy, almost 8 times. I'm like, ah, this cannot be Peter Obi. It's not possible.
Okay.
That's one. That's two.
Okay.
Then, number three, when you put a call through, the call starts recording immediately. You pick your calls. If I want to make a recording on my own phone now, until you pick my call, I can't record you. So what is the ringing tone? Oh, well, maybe another phone was put beside, but even if the phone was put beside, would they hear both this? See, what I'll just conclude on is that what's the stress all about now? What's the stress all about? Well, that's all I want to say,
guys. Adeshewa, thank you very much for calling. Friday's on the line. Friday's not on the line. 99.3, hello. All right, sorry about that. Call back if you can. 99.3, hello. Good afternoon. Okay, it doesn't look like that particular line is working. 99.3.
Hello, Sandra.
How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm fine. How are you doing?
It's going good.
Yeah, this is Alex. I want to talk about two of the topics. One is the MC Oluoma thing.
Okay.
I think the drivers shouldn't waste so much of their time. Let them request. I don't know whoever will enlighten them, if they care to be enlightened.
Okay.
Let them request that their payments be made online. So that, for the sake of Lagosians, there is an audit trail. Let's know where the money is going to. Is Lagos saying that they desperately need the 13,000 naira? Okay, fine. We are not even saying you don't need the money. We are saying provide us a means of paying it by card or some electronic means so that we can leave an audit trail. We know where all this is going. I would like to see a document that, I know you have said that he's the chairman or maybe president or whatever it is.
Chairman.
I would like to see a document that really, you know, gives MC Oluoma the power to be collecting money, physical money, cash from the PACs. It would be interesting to see that document of authority that he has. Let's find out and see it. And as for Toyeko, I would say what goes around comes around. I'm not saying he's a violent man by any means or anything like that, but a sick system, it will consume all of us at some point. In some places, it may look like it's working for you, leading party, whatever, this and this. At some point, it will affect all of us. I'm saying this not to Toyinko. I'm saying to every single Nigerian. We should work on fixing our system. The system may be working in your favor now in 2023, right? But down the line, it will consume everybody. A sick system must be fixed. Let's stop running this thing. Like the caller who called, the gentleman who talked about he's too tired. It will consume all of us. Let's stop pretending that these problems do not exist. The Lagos State government must sit down and address some of these ills. The same thing with our federal government. We must address our ills.
Okay. All right, Alex. Thank you very much for calling. Let's speak with Femi Omotayo. Femi, talk to me.
Hello, Madam Sandra. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Welcome.
Yeah. Yeah, Madam Sandra, see, the ball is in the Lagos State government courts to control and curb the situation once and for all.
Okay.
Like I said last week, see, we can see what is happening in Dubai and other Western European countries and abroad.
Right.
See, the situation whereby government can take over this sector, do you know it, in enough taxes this is going to generate for governments, and this money can be used judiciously for the generality of the public? It's just quite so painful that they will hand over this kind of sector to an individual, and the children of this individual will be living large in Texas right here. Invariably, it's the Lagos public that is paying for the school fees of these children right in abroad. It's just so painful, and it's quite so unfortunate. That's what I have to say, madam. Thank you so much.
Femi, thank you very much for calling us from Texas. All right, let me take you to Kano now. We've traveled all over the country, haven't we? We've gone to the South, we've been here in the Southwest, we've gone to Onitsha or Agolo, depending on who you ask. And now we are in Kano. Kano's outgoing and incoming governor. Governors are squabbling over projects and borrowing. The governor-elect is Abba Kabir Yusuf of the NMPP. He's about to take over from Abdullahi Ganduje of the APC. And now, Yusuf is telling contractors in the state not to execute any new or ongoing jobs for the outgoing government because he won't pay for them. He sent out an advisory notice that said, quote, "You are advised to discontinue any construction work on public land within and around the following: all schools in the state, all religious and cultural sites in the state, all hospitals in the state, all graveyards in the state and along the city walls of Kano. You are also advised to discontinue the demolition of and the construction on all existing public buildings belonging to the government and people of Kano State. This advisory is issued in the public interest effective from Thursday, 30th March 2023 till further notice," end quote. As an incoming governor, I ain't talk this one. He also has a warning for lenders. So not just those that are contractors, people where they borrow state government's money. He also has a warning for them. He says he won't honor any new debt Ganduje takes on. He said, quote, "Any such loan facility approved and issued to the Kano state government between the date of election and the date of swearing in without the explicit knowledge and consent of the incoming administration will not be honored by the new administration," end quote. But Governor Ganduje says the governor-elect is overstepping. His information commissioner, Muhammad Garba, says that Ganduje is still in charge until May 29th, and so he can exercise all his powers as a governor until then. He said, quote, "Until he subscribes to the oath of office as governor in May 29, he remains what he is, a governor-elect, and does not have the powers of the governor. All he can do is to reverse some of the actions taken by his predecessor when he assumes office, if there's a valid reason to do so. No governor-elect has the constitutional or legal powers to determine the direction of a state until he is sworn in," end quote. Now, there's a legal side to this problem, but maybe there's also an ethical side, Lagos. Legally, the fact is that a governor is a governor until the handover, and a governor-elect is an ordinary citizen until the handover. Also, legally, a new governor cannot just ignore the debts that the past governor took on. It's state government debt, and the new administration inherits it. So legally, it doesn't seem like Abba Yusuf can do what he's threatening to do. But on the ethical side, has the law left room for an outgoing governor or president or assembly to make intentionally bad decisions, knowing that their successor will bear the burden? I feel like this should be an I beg to differ topic. By the way, we've got Tanvita Kaushik facing Deborah Pamzat at 4 p.m. today. Tell someone to tell someone else. Don't miss it. But back to this story. So, for example, an outgoing governor whose party has lost the election can borrow a ton of money between March and May, use that debt to award huge contracts to his supporters before leaving. Now, the successor is stuck with the repayments. If those repayments are big enough, they could eat the successor's budget and he won't be able to get anything done, or she won't be able to get anything done. Should that scenario be possible? Or should there be some legal measures to stop an outgoing governor from doing that? This is not a uniquely Nigerian problem, I should mention that. It happens in many countries. In fact, there's even a name for it in political science: lame duck. A lame duck is a politician whose term is ending and whose successor is known. Different countries treat lame ducks in different ways. In Canada, a lame duck prime minister is not allowed to do everything a normal minister can do, so they cannot make some major appointments or change some policies. In New Zealand, the lame duck prime minister must consult with the incoming prime minister before taking some major steps. But in the USA, it's a free-for-all. The lame duck can do anything they like up until the swearing in. So as you can see, there are many different ways to treat a lame duck, and Nigerians can decide to change the laws if they want, or they can keep things the way it is. What would you want? 0700-993-993-993. We're going to continue this conversation at 5 o'clock when I have our head of news, Kuwa Zubia Info Kano, joining me on the show. Don't miss that conversation either. Are you comfortable with the current system where the outgoing governor, president or assembly can borrow money, award contracts for the few months between election and inauguration? Or do you think that it creates an ethical problem and a loophole for sabotaging the next government? Would you want restrictions on what an outgoing government can do after the election? And what do you think about the ongoing drama in Kano? 0700-993-993-993. Hello.
Hello. Hi, Tanja.
Hi, what's your name, ma'am?
My name is Shadi.
Shadi, talk to me.
So this Kano drama is something I've always thought about.
Okay.
Like, I'm like, so you're waiting there. I didn't even know that, like, other countries. I always thought every country was like America. I mean, every country that is following democratic rules is like, you know, follows America's rules. Because Nigeria is obviously following America in this, or whatever the outgoing governor or president can do anything until he's hand over time.
Yeah.
It should change. Now that they're all, I mean, I feel like, why have we not done this thing? The options? We should take the options. Definitely. Because you hear so many scenarios every time someone is handing over, you hear these things. So the new person is like, no, I'm not, I'm counting half of it. I'm renegotiating. I'm doing this. Mm. I feel like once you know you're, once there's been an elected person for the position, then the person there should not. Who is the lame dog again?
The lame dog is the outgoing, yeah.
Yes, should not be able to do anything, everything, especially not sign new contracts, hire new people, you know, those kind of things that is just a burden on the new government.
Mm.
Like, yes. What do you think is the first step? Is it constitutional change? Yes, it's constitutional change, right?
Constitutional change, yes, yeah.
That's a long one there. It's not going to happen.
Shadi, thank you very much for calling. All right. I wish we had more time to stay on this, but not to worry. 5 p.m. we'll come back to it. Don't miss the next hour on Hard Facts because it's the final Group A group stage debate. This is going to happen between Tambita Kaushik and Deborah Pamsat. Deborah Pamsat and Tambita Kaushik are happening right here on 99.3 Nigeria Info. Today they're going to be debating that central bank digital currencies will be a net positive. Central bank digital currencies will be a net positive. That debate is coming up in 5 minutes. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. Don't go away.